The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, zero, not O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, but you don't have to. You really don't. I don't know why. Is it the rain? Is that why everybody is in such a pissy mood today?
Could be.
It's the weather's going to be great tomorrow.
I've seen the forecast looks really good.
Yeah, there's this thing, and I know most people down here have never heard of it. It's called a cold front that's supposed to come through here and cool things off. So we're going to have a great weekend. So you should be in a great mood. But
I'm pretty sure that my motorcycle will be 100% operational tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be a perfect day for it.
Perfect time, unless it rains, and then it's going to suck. But
Marshall, with the tweet of the day so far. Here's an interesting question. When it rains, people ask about Ryan Tannehill. Well played, sir. Yeah. Well played. All right, so you have a guest coming up at some point.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time. I'm still working to confirm, but I promise you it's a guest that is it's a big topic today. It's big news that we're getting this guest, and I think it's an exclusive, honestly. So I pulled some strings, and we're going to make it happen. I don't want to give it away yet.
All right.
That's a radio tease.
Yeah, well, keep teasing. One of the things that, I put together the show notes thing that we never use, but John has taken where he's gone on and told me what audio we have. So, like, there'll be a story, and I'll say, hey, can we? And now he's added some other stuff, too, which is really cool. So we kind of have this whole database of stuff. So I'm reading the things that he has. And this Madonna thing that you have on here, John, can you explain to me what this is about? Because
so she was, I guess, opening up for like Amy Schumer, and there was right before she passed it on to Amy Schumer, and I think I saw reports saying that the people that were actually there said she was kidding, but this is what she said leading up to Amy Schumer.
One more thing before I introduce this genius of comedy. If you vote for Hillary Clinton, I will give you a blowjob. Okay? I'm not a douche and I'm not a tool. I take my time. I have a lot of eye contact. Yeah. And I do swallow.
Wow. Hey, I'm 99% sure it was a joke because she was opening up as like part of a comedy act. B, I don't know that I'm interested at this point. Madonna's 58 years old. Is she going to take out her false teeth and do that?
She'll look you in the eye, though.
I don't need that.
She could gum you to death, man.
I don't need her looking me in the eyes with all those crow's feet. Like,
once you've had a gummer, I'm telling you.
It's too much. I mean, there's too much wear on those tires. I wouldn't feel safe out riding that thing.
Did you see Amy Schumer got booed off a stage for making Trump jokes?
I did see that.
Apparently, be honest, it wasn't really very funny. From the video I saw.
Yeah, like that's kind of the problem when a comedian, I think people don't want politics from comedians. And now comedians want to be social activists as well as comedians.
Yeah.
And it's just, it doesn't work. Like, more often than not, it just doesn't work. Like, people are looking to hear jokes that are universal. That's kind of what you hope for as a comedian, is you're going to make most people laugh. And when you go in there and you basically turn off 45% of your audience from the beginning, that's usually a bad start to a comedy set. I'm no comic genius, but that's just my opinion, is that that's a turnoff if you're on stage doing that.
I don't find her that funny anyway.
I do, but not as much. I don't know. I think she's funny. I don't know if she's as funny as everyone thinks she is. Like, I've watched a couple of her specials, and I think she's funny, but I mean,
I think it's just different tastes. I mean, I've seen a lot of guys in town here that I find much more amusing than her.
Yeah,
but it's just me. I the style of comedy I like. It's not really her.
Is she the female Kevin Hart?
See, I think Kevin Hart's stand-up is great.
Yeah, yeah, but like they're both overexposed at the point right now.
Yeah. I mean, they're also. I mean, it's probably the biggest acts going right now.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Male and female acts going. Yeah, I'd say that's probably fair.
D says a cold front. You guys in these myths.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I actually get to wear. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm going to get to wear one of my turtlenecks. Very cautiously optimistic. Let's I'll squeeze on a phone call. Let's try Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do y'all think about the Rockets feature? My locals give me 43, 43 and a half. To me, it's just a mix of guys who typically can't stay healthy. It's just a weird group of guys. I'm thinking I don't even think they're going to break 40. And my second question is, do y'all think Lance Zierlein sucks dick on the down?
Oh, jeez. Really? This is what you're doing?
This is what you're doing? What a crazy show today has turned out to be.
What the hell?
Okay.
Here's an interesting question. No, if it rains.
Then, yeah.
I think I'm my projection for the Rockets is about 500,
so, yeah,
which is too close to the number for me to want to make a play on it.
Which I think was a serious question.
Right. And I know Lance. I mean, we're not best friends or anything, but I've hung out with him a couple times. I don't think that he does that on the low.
Maybe once or twice when he was drunk, but
I don't think so. I've never known him to
no.
put male parts in his mouth ever.
All right.
I don't think that's a Lance thing.
You know what's going to end up happening? Someone's going to tweet him and say, AJ Hoffman thinks you do that.
I'm saying blatantly that he doesn't. I know.
The record, I think we're both saying he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
And that the caller is incorrect.
Yes. So if you heard that rumor, I'm here to say that's a false rumor. Lance Zierlein, to my knowledge, 100% heterosexual.
Kind of feels like a Tuesday, doesn't it?
It's a crazy
this
day.
This is just, yeah, I'm baffled. Well, maybe this texter can explain it. You arrogant picks just don't get it. It's the way you talk to people. Now, you know what? If you feel like we're talking down to you, it's probably because you're stupid. That'd be my way of doing it. How was that? Was that arrogant enough for you?
that guy is a pick.
God, you guys get your feelings hurt. This is not for you, man. This is not for you, honestly. I'm not going to explain the show to you. You're just not going to get it, and you need to move on. All right, I'm hoping we get a decent call. Can I try a decent call? We'll try one. Matt, save this.
Hey now.
Hey now, sports.
What's going on, guys?
Sports is going on.
That's right. So, first of all, I think all the negativity is coming from when, Fred, you told those guys yesterday to stop calling in about the A&M spread, even though you're right, like 12 of them did it. But I'm just going to go ahead and that's my two cents on the craziness. But so on to my question. You guys know me. I always call in about Georgia, but I honestly don't have anything to say. I took my kids to the Renaissance Festival last week because I knew, like, I don't have a good feeling about this team right now, so... So anyway, to keep things positive, how about the Cubs? I was there last, 2 weeks ago. They won last night. Are they still your all's favorite to make the series? And you think if they do, they'll beat Cleveland? Thanks, I'll hang up.
I don't know about... I kind of still lean Dodgers a little bit because I still feel like a melt is coming for the Cubs. But whoever wins, I think I'm picking the Indians in the World Series.
I probably am too.
No one's running hotter than that team. And no one's got
Although,
better.
Well, you get a long break here. If this one goes seven, you always wonder about that. At least I always do.
I mean, it means that they've got a pitching rotation that's going to be well-rested, and you know they're probably going to have to be pitching Kershaw and Lester on short rest to even get through this series. So, yeah, I'll take the Indians.
Scott and Deer Park, winter is not coming. It's bull bleep. Well, probably. Yeah, nobody say anything about winter. I just want to make it clear. We're just going to have cooler weather. It's going to be less miserable. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I don't think, if people are mad because we just said, okay, we've answered this question 27 times, and please go to podcastarena.com, and you think that's being mean, then go polish your youth soccer participation trophy. Not the show for you. Can we do one more call? This has got to get better. Brandon, let's try Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I know with the Packers, all right, playing in 4 days, does the offense get right playing the Bears, or are they still going to struggle? I'll hang up with you.
I mean, things should go. It should go well for the Packers offense tonight. If there's a get right team you could see on the schedule right now, at least for an offense, it would be the Bears. But I don't know. And now that Eddie Lacy's out and out indefinitely, it looks like, needs ankle surgery. For some reason, I just don't see the Packers suddenly getting it together. I think they've got serious issues. I don't think it's a quick fix. So no.
Now from a betting perspective, I think I saw that get up to 9 at one point. I'm not playing it, but if I were going to take a side, it'd be the Bears, because I think the Bears are going to be able to score some points on them. That secondary's kind of beat up. But I think this should be a get-right game.
Did you guys realize Eddie Lacy was averaging 5 yards a carry?
Was he really?
Yeah, 5.1 yards a carry. It's just that they didn't feed him the ball.
Well...
And I didn't know
they
that
fed he was him something. On, apparently, he got back up to 260 pounds.
Yeah.
Before he snapped his ankle. How cold does it have to be for you to bust out the retro jacket with the elbow protectors?
Oh yeah, you haven't broke out those elbow pads in a while.
Well, I haven't had to dress up in a while. That's kind of a dress up thing.
Yeah.
Well, when you first started here, I was teaching, so I was wearing, you know, jackets and stuff to school.
That's true.
So. It's the reason you haven't seen that thing in 5 years, probably. I can't even tell you the last time I wore it. Mainly because you made fun of it so much. Whenever I have to dress up now, I use my other suit.
I still think the best was when you dyed your hair black.
Well, I didn't dye it per se. I had a stylist who got out of hand a little.
I mean, it was pitch black, Dracula black. That was the best.
The worst part was, this is why I don't go to attractive women stylists anymore, because I let her talk me into it. It's like, oh, this will look really good.
She lied to you.
Yeah, she did. She lied to my face. Said, nah, man, just do the light brown thing that I would. No, try this. Trust me.
No.
And yeah, it didn't work out. So now I just go to gay guys to get my hair cut.
I told Jong that day. I remember I was like, don't say anything to Fred until we're on the air. I don't say a word about this. I didn't want to ruin the moment.
Oh, I knew it was bad because as soon as I looked at it, I'm like, oh, no, this is – can you fix this?
I work with a real a-hole. Can you fix this before I go to work today?
And so I got a text from her about 6 months ago. It's like, hey, when are you coming back? I'm never. Yeah. It's not happening.
It's not you. It's me.
She misses the Falcon.
No, it's not me. It's her. all right, guys. Well, the good news is at least when I shave, I get to pick what I'm doing. And love Harry's, man. And if you haven't tried Harry's yet, you need to. The great thing about them is they deliver them right to your house. You don't have to go to the store and buy them. And they're great quality blades. 5-blade razors, softer flex hinges for a more comfortable glide. You can get those hard-to-reach places. And they really improve these blades. And I love the ones they had before, but these are so much better. And they're still just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay at a drugstore. So I'm telling you, man, give these guys a try. You're going to love it.
Yeah, Harry's is so confident in the quality of these blades, they're going to send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, a five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. And they're going to do it for $3 when you subscribe. If you don't want to get any more, no big deal. You cancel your subscription. That's the end of that. If you do decide to stay on, that $3 shipping is the last shipping cost you will ever pay with Harry's. Plus, just for our listeners, enter the code BLITZ at checkout, and you'll get a post-shave balm for free with your order. That's harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. Up your razor game, guys. And do it with Harry's. Harry's.com.
I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ, on the mic, ask what it's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if I strike, it ain't for your good health. But I won't strike if you just.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. Is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Man, what a weird day this has been. Well, the good news is, if you tweet anything or text anything trollish, it's just getting ignored the rest of the show, so we're not even going to talk about you, which means you're going to try to call and do it, and that's okay too. We'll cut you off.
We haven't had one of those phone calls in a while.
Yeah,
seems like a very weird day.
It does. I got a lot of wimps suddenly listening to the show. I don't know where they came from, but
it's not like we started this recently.
No,
it's been like this the entire history of the show.
Yeah, and it's like suddenly people think, oh, you hurt my feelings, so don't do that. Well, okay. Goodbye.
Sorry, I was getting guacamole.
Yeah. It's Michael Pearson's going away party.
Yeah, I'm going to miss Mike P.
Yeah, he's my dude. He's a really good dude.
That's our Vegas road dog.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that I got a chance to do a couple shows with him when you had your fight and got to go to Dallas, because we had a lot of fun together. And that now reduces by one the pool of people that I will do shows with when you're not here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because he had moved into there. But he's going back to L.A., which is good for him. His family's there. And it's really a great opportunity for him. So I'm happy for him. I'm kind of pissed because how do I put this without? Well, they're in a party. They're not going to hear it. There's not a lot of people around here that I just really like. He's one of them. And I'm gonna miss him. So, but he'll be a big success out there, and I'm sure we'll see him in Vegas at some point. 713-780-ESPN. You want to try some phone calls and see if it gets better?
Let's try.
This is kind of the last bastion of what may or may not work. So, if it doesn't, we got plenty of stuff. We'll just turn into we'll talk to you and not interact if we have to. Brandon.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Sports.
Sports to you.
I just want to know, what are your guys' thoughts on the whole Jabril Peppers Heisman thing? You think he's going to finish top three, top five? I just want to get your guys' thoughts on it.
I honestly think it depends. If Michigan ends up winning the Big Ten and they're the undefeated one, if they beat Ohio State, I think he'll be a finalist. I think he'll be at the presentation. Do I think he'll win? It would take a lot. It'd take him returning a bunch more kicks, and it would take him, having some big plays on defense. It's very unlikely. But if they go undefeated through the Big Ten, and they're a team headed to the playoff, I think absolutely he'll be a finalist.
Yeah, I think that it's going to have to. You're right, though. Everything you said is correct. They're going to have to win.
If they lose, I don't think there'll be room for him. Because then I honestly think if JT Barrett loses to Michigan, he probably doesn't get an invite, which sucks, but that's just the way it is. Because there's one guy from a school who's not going to be a national championship contender that's definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
And, his numbers already have locked him into a spot.
Yeah, he could drop dead right now.
But I think the rest of those spots are up for grabs, and I think that he's a legit contender, but I think they're going to look for a reason to drop that guy off just because he's a defensive player. And I'll be honest, I would be shocked if by the end of the year, Jalen Hurts hasn't worked his way further into that conversation. Yeah. I mean, it's almost unbelievable that Alabama's playing as well as they are and no one's talking about him. And I'm to the point where Deshaun Watson, I'm out on for the Heisman. He's not. I mean, he damn near lost to North Carolina State. And if he lost that, he falls off the map completely. But even now, I just don't think that team is good enough.
And they may still run the table and go undefeated, but his numbers are not going to be anywhere near what they were last year.
So
and,
for me...
He might make the podium, but I don't think he's going to win it.
For me, Jackson, Barrett, Jake Browning, Jalen Hurts... And Jabril Peppers, that's the guys I would invite as of now.
Hurts might have his Heisman moment this week.
He very well could.
Because this is a pretty high-profile game. You think if Carson Wentz keeps playing the way he is now, do you think the Eagles could be a top seed in the NFC in the next 5 years? If he develops into an elite quarterback? Yeah, it's too early to tell right now. But and so far I like what I've seen, but with young quarterbacks... You know, we talk about this all the time. A lot of them will come out firing, and then defenses adjust to them, and then they have to adjust to that. And that's kind of where you'll see that next step. And I think we need to see that because they have adjusted to him a little bit the last couple weeks. And how he adjusts to that will tell you, you know, how he's going to continue to develop. I like his skill set, and I like what I see so far, but it's way too early to make a determination. But I think they certainly got themselves a good prospect. So...
Yeah, we've got a lot of calls. Let's get these calls because we've got guests in the next two segments.
All right. Pick one.
Let's go with Long. Sports Long.
Hey, Greg Williams' defenses are known to be chippy. You know, they're aggressive. So this weekend, I heard on the NFL Network that the DB, they're actually supposed to be even more aggressive with Odell. How come, the referees aren't, you know, paying attention to, you know, like Odell's, you know, the late hits and everything between both sides. I'm just going to hang up with you guys.
Because Odell's a crybaby and a complainer, and referees don't take well to that. So when you're a guy who is constantly bitching about everybody touching you, it's one of those instances where you're probably not going to get those calls unless it's something seriously legit. So, and I'm okay with that. It's football. It's supposed to be a physical game. Odell doesn't like playing physical football, which is fine. I mean, he's still great. He just doesn't like getting roughed up, which no receiver really does. But most guys just go line up and get ready for the next play. He doesn't. He has to be heard.
All right.
Kenny. Sports, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing? Sports, guys.
Sports.
My question was about the Saints, man. Do you think they finish 500 at least? And does Drew Brees play again next year? I'll hang up and listen.
I'll be honest. I find the Saints to be horrible. I think 500 at this point is kind of a pipe dream. I don't think that's a very good team. I think they're bad on defense and they're struggling on offense. So if they finish 500, I think that's a really incredible success for them because that to me, they're just not very good.
They're still very good on offense. They can score a lot of points. They can score on almost anybody, especially at home. But you're right about when you say horrible, their defense is horrible. It is one of the worst in the league, and they can't stop anybody. But offensively, they're good enough to win some games like they did Sunday. I just don't think – I think
– they're like the Falcons, but just way worse.
Well, they're like the Falcons, but worse on defense. I mean, yeah. I think that's – Yeah, I think it's kind of important to separate the two because Drew Brees is actually playing very, very well. It's not his fault they're losing games. And I think he'll play another year, but they've got to get him some help.
And they've got to get him some protection.
And it's you look at that, it is such a mess with the salary cap. I don't know how they're going to fix it. But, yeah.
All right, let's take one more before the break. Brian.
Sports, guys.
Sports, Brian.
I wanted to get two pieces of advice from you if I could. I'm expecting my first child with my wife in about 3 months' time, and she's been doing awesome so far with the pregnancy. Just a little bit nervous about the last trimester, so any tips on what to expect there? And also, my brother and his wife, 2 years older than me, are also expecting, also a daughter, one day after us. So any tips on how to survive all that fun and excitement?
The third trimester is better than the first trimester, not as good as the second.
Yeah.
In my history. So, and as
a lot of lime sherbet in the last trimester.
As far as other people's kids go, I don't ever like other people's children. So that, I mean, I'd avoid that at all.
If they're going to be close to the same age, that's a good thing because you got somebody else you can kind of lean on for stuff.
Yeah, but you have to be around other people's kids. That's the thing.
But you're going
to
be around them anyway. They're related. So you might as well have a kid around.
Or you could just do like I do and just avoid your family.
Yeah, there's that.
No big deal.
It doesn't sound like he's like you, where he's just going to try to avoid everybody.
Oh, well.
Hey, right. John, did they have any alcohol in that party in there?
They did.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Jello shots.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want Jello shots.
Why not?
I saw them pop in some wine bottles.
I don't want wine.
Mm, I'll go check for you.
Vodka, maybe?
Maybe. I know Christina and them like to drink vodka.
Yeah, okay. Just checking, because I think it's pretty much how I need to deal with the rest of the show. Guys, if you want to get... It's gotten better. I think the calls have been better, and I'm just ignoring the texts. Not all of them. There's some pretty good ones. Hey, guys, I mentioned I like that BYU game tonight. And if you want to get in on the action, mybookie.lv is your place to do it. This is the only site I use now, and they offer 100% bonus when you join and deposit today, but that's about the end. You've got to jump on it. This is the last week they're offering the deposit bonus. Just use my promo code FRED. And you're going to get 100% bonus. Best part, no hassle payouts. I've cashed out 3 times now, including for a pretty good chunk, and no problems whatsoever. Got that money within a couple of days. There's no fine print, and they've got great customer service. And people call in and say, well, I had this problem. Well, call our customer service line because they're going to fix it for you. And they're great at it. Here's what you do. Call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.lv to open an account. And if you're like me, where you like to play the horses too, they have a full race book with full track odds and all the bets, everything you could possibly want. Once again, use my promo code FRED. Claim your 100% bonus before it's gone. What are you waiting for? Time to play. 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.lv. Start winning today. Ditch your bookie. Try my bookie.
Then cry about that fact.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And usually this is where Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert, is on with us. And now it looks like he is. Joining us now, fantasy football expert, novelist, podcaster, all-around good guy. You can follow him on Twitter at Harris Football. Christopher Harris joins us. Christopher, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. What's going on down there?
Oh, just... sports and stuff, and very, very strange caller day, but these things happen. How's the book sales going?
You know, it's going really well. It's a small publisher, and it's not like there's massive amounts of promotion to be had. That's not really what book publishers do anymore anyway, but I think I've already sold more copies of this book than I ever have of any other book, and it's only been like 2 weeks, so that's pretty good.
Nice. Tell everybody what it's about again for the people who might have missed it the first couple times we had you on.
Yeah, sure. It's about an indie rock band. So it's a novel, it's fiction, and it's sort of a big story about what it's like to be an indie rock band in these days today where maybe rock and roll is not the, or just rock in general. Like, my Nirvana intro for your show maybe wouldn't be as big a hit here now 20 years later.
All right, well, let's get to a little fantasy talk, and got a game tonight, and is Brian Hoyer seriously somebody that you might think about using?
He's been okay. I mean, it's a beaten-up Packers secondary. I view him as the top 20 option, but there's a lot of other players. If you have to find someone off the waiver wire, if you were really, really relying on, I don't know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, in which case maybe take your temperature. But I think there's probably better options. The problem with Hoyer is, God, I mean, where am I on the radio? You guys know what the problem with Hoyer is. You just never know where the stinky game is coming in. I mean, obviously last year there are moments where he looks competent, where he's really pumping the ball to Nuke Hopkins, and you're like, oh, this isn't so bad. But the problem, the difference between a mediocre NFL quarterback and a good one are his bad games and how he overcomes the struggles. And, I mean, all we have to do is go to the playoff game last year. Like, I think I'm preaching to the choir.
Christopher, I noticed you got Tom Brady number one here again. And is this just his victory tour continues? Is he pretty much going to be a top two or three choice almost every week?
Until proven otherwise, I think so. I mean, I'm in Massachusetts and my heaven, you know, just the frenzy. I've taken to call it, this is Tom's napalm tour, right? He's napalming the league. He's a little revenge for everything. I think so. I think, don't care if he's on the road, don't really care what the matchup is. Don't really view the Steelers as a terrific defense anyway, so I wouldn't view this as a bad matchup regardless, but yeah, just... These first two games, he sure has played well. I remember after the Cleveland game, people were like, hey, don't get carried away, it was Cleveland. And now, since many game, what are you going to say? I mean, it might not be as good a defense as it's been in previous seasons, but it's still pretty good, and I think probably better than the Steelers, so I say roll with him.
Curious how you view the Patriots' defense this weekend against the Steelers without Ben Roethlisberger.
I view him as a start, and I think if Roethlisberger were there, I would not view him as a start, and in fact, in a lot of matchups where I like the quarterback, I'm not going to view them as a start. I don't think they're playing particularly well. They're doing that bend but don't break thing, and that is not a coincidence. I don't think that's like a luck thing. That's kind of Belichick's philosophy of defense. He is interested in the scoreboard and points and making you matriculate the ball down the field, as they say, and just betting a lot of the time that the quarterback on the other side isn't good enough to do it. When the Texans came here, that was his bet. He plays two safeties back, and he says, all right, Brock Osweiler, if you want to have 15-play drives, go at it. And it wasn't something that a not-very-great quarterback was able to stand against them. I do think a good quarterback can eat that defense up a little bit, but I don't think that Landry Jones will wind up being that guy.
Is Nile Davis worth looking at if you're desperate at running back? Because obviously they need somebody back there.
The problem is who, you know, tonight. It's so tough to say. So Eddie Lacy goes on IR, right? He's out at least until week 15, I think, probably pretty much done fantasy relevance-wise. And so, yeah, how are the Packers replacing Lacy? There have been multiple reports saying multiple things, so obviously different people around the Packers or around the players' agents are leaking different things to different media outlets. Could it be Nile Davis, who they got from the Chiefs in a trade this week? It sounds like somebody thinks it's Ty Montgomery as the solution over the next month or so. There's this kid they just activated from the practice squad who I am going... I do this for a living, guys. I've never heard of him. I've never heard of him. Went to Nevada, so if anybody out there has heard of Don Jackson, I don't know what he's capable of, really. He's going to be up for this game. I don't know. And it'd be tough to trust any of them. I could see using Ty Montgomery because he's maybe the number three receiver with Devontae Adams fighting a concussion. So maybe at wide receiver, you're getting the Packers running back. I don't know the answer, but I think they're holding their breath until James Starks is able to come back in about a month. And how awful is that? I mean, how long have we been waiting for James Starks to do something? And that's never really happened. So it's kind of a mess.
I've noticed a lot of your peers are really pumping Cameron Meredith tonight. Is that a guy that you have any interest in?
I know in one deep league, I'm starting him myself. I picked him off the waiver wire last week. It's been a nice little run for a back-to-back 100-yard game. I don't view him, you know me, I'm the film guy, so I've watched him every snap this year, every snap he's played, and I don't view him as any kind of elite route runner or not really even a freak athlete. He's a big guy. He can run pretty well for how big he is, and we talked about Hoyer having a good matchup against the Packer defense that's so banged up, missing its top three corners tonight. Meredith should be a part of that, and I don't mind him as a potential sort of sneaky start, like a wide receiver three, maybe. I mean, it's kind of a sneaky guy. If people are ranking him in the top 15 or top 20, it just seems like a reach because, well, didn't we say it? You know, didn't we say it's Brian Hoyer? Like, if Alshon Jeffrey is there, yeah, I just don't know that there's enough trust in Brian Hoyer that he's going to make two guys fantasy relevant in a given night. So I'm going to use him, but that's a deeper league where I feel like I have to. I wouldn't want to be benching I don't know, Demaryius Thomas for him, right? I'm not going to bench DeAndre Hopkins for him even. I think I'd rather use those guys that are more talented, a little bit more proven.
C.J. Anderson is a guy who's been kind of off and on for a lot of people. He's playing the Texans this weekend. Do you think that he's going to be able to run against that defense behind this offensive line? What are you expecting to see?
You know, I downgraded him this week, and it's not so much based on the Texans. It's interesting. That Texans defense is, well, we know it's really banged up on the back end, and then no Watt means a lot, and it's just you get the slashes. I remember we were joking about Stavion Clowney. Just, I'm sure you talk about him way more than with just me. He obviously flashes, right? And he even flashes in the run-stopping game. He's a great athlete. Just doesn't seem to have the motor that keeps him really dominant in all situations. And I would say the same thing with Whitney Mercilus. I just love to see him. I love the flashes. I'd like to see him do it more. So my doubts about Anderson are maybe less about the Texans defense, and you nailed it. I mean, it's maybe more about the Denver offensive line. After a few weeks, man, they were looking like, C.J. Anderson not getting touched the first 5 yards. This is awesome. You know, the results are great. And now, you know what? I look back at week one against Carolina where I'm like, wow, look at them push around the Panthers. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe that's not such a great story anymore to push around the Panthers. And the past 2 weeks for that offensive line has been just terrible. And I wouldn't say, I don't think Anderson's a really special player. I just think he's pretty good and takes advantage when he has room. And against the Chargers in that Thursday night game last week, he had nowhere to run. You know, it wasn't really his fault. So I have him outside my top 15 running backs this week. Still probably going to be used by most owners. And again, I don't think the Texans matchup really freaks you out. But I do feel like, man, if he's, you know, if I think he's not really a special player, and then if that line is going to block for him, like, there's more downside than I thought there might be.
My favorite player this week, at least my favorite running back, was going to be LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
Mike Gillisley, how much of a downgrade are you seeing there against that Dolphins?
Well, it's a downgrade because LeSean McCoy is a super elite talent, somebody who I own in a bunch of leagues because I thought he was being severely undervalued this summer. I thought, you know, there was a time where people liked Carlos Williams more than LeSean McCoy. And when that happened, I would just sit in the corner and chuckle and then draft him, right? And it's a shame. I don't think we actually know 100% what Shady's outcome is here because there are some people who are talking to someone in the team who are saying they think he's still a game-time decision, but ESPN reports that they think he's maybe a multi-week absence, so we don't really know. Gillisley is, I think, an above-average running back. I think, you know, he's a powerful guy for how big he is, 5'11", 220, something like that. I view him as more of a power back than anything else, but has enough acceleration shiftiness to be more than just like a Jeremy Hill type, not just a straightforward banger-type player. So I have him in my top 15 among running backs. I've been advocating that folks handcuff him to McCoy for weeks now. I hope that people did, and if they didn't, I think he's a viable alternative to use. It's just Reggie Bush is there. Like, Jonathan Williams could be up. It's tough to say for sure what the workload is, and he's not. And he's not McCoy. You're just not going to get a bunch of amazing, long, you know, incredibly run-through-the-entire-defense-type runs. But he is a player that I like.
One quick one from one of our tweeters, and then we'll let you go. Is how viable is Jordan Howard tonight? Where do you slot him, basically?
I have Howard at like 25, so I guess if I were choosing between Gillisley and Howard right now, it would be Gillisley. You know, for my money, Jordan Howard is maybe a league average running back. He's okay, but the Packer run defense was pretty good until the Cowboys faced him, and I think they'll be okay again tonight, and maybe the way to beat Green Bay is to throw against them tonight. I think Howard's an okay sort of flex-type player for me.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert. You can catch his podcast, his rankings, everything on harrisfootball.com. Also, author of War on Sound. You can get that, and you can follow him on Twitter at Harris Football. Christopher, appreciate the time, as always, my friend. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
I appreciate you guys very much. I love coming on your show. Thank you.
All right, Christopher Harris.
Thank you. Yeah, and big news. John, can you give me a thumbs up? Are we going to be joined by Josh Brown in the next segment? Giants kicker Josh Brown is going to join the show in the next segment, so you may want to stick around for that. It's a big get for the show, and we're excited about it. All right, guys, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros at Allied to get you started. 713-465-0400. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. Plus, They can help you with outdoor kitchens, patio covers, and more. Carstone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to tear everything out and start over. It's trowel, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Halloween is coming. You get a new puppy, and your best friend is known as Puppyzilla in the neighborhood. Turn your little monster into a prince with a little help from Man's Best Friend and ESPN 97.5. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend to help turn your doggy disaster into a companion. Log on to ESPN975.com to enter or come by any of our station events for your chance to win. Your gift card can be used for obedience training, protection training, doggy daycare, and boarding. Man's Best Friend is your answer.
Woof, woof.
Might be the answer for some of our texters and tweeters today, too. All right, set this up. This is your thing, man. You made this happen.
All right, joining us now on the program is a guy who's been in the news a lot lately, not necessarily for the best things, but Giants kicker Josh Brown on a mobile here with us on the program. Josh, how are you? How's it been going?
Yeah, you know, it's been tough. Honestly, this is pretty much a non-issue for me at this point. I feel like I served my suspension, and I'm ready to move forward. I kind of feel like the media is just grasping at straws here.
The team decided to not have you on the flight to London this week. Is that a great disappointment for you?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you always want to be with your teammates. Now, would I love to be on a private jet with free Wi-Fi where no one checks my internet history? Yeah, sure. But there's nothing I can do about it now.
I'll assume you're making a joke there, but it's pretty obvious you had a real problem with the violence and the pornography. Is this something you continue to struggle with?
No, trust me. That demon has been slain. I'm my own man now, and I am no longer controlled by the internet or the vices that it offers.
Is that porn playing in the background right now, Josh?
No. That's coming from the neighbor next door. I've got crazy neighbors, man. I tell you, all times of the day, it's insane. It's ridiculous, man. Let me go in the other room.
Okay, it just seems ironic that we're hearing that, but I'll take your word for it. Are you expecting any further punishment from the league beyond missing this one game?
I think they realize I have fully recovered, and I'm no longer a threat to anyone.
What is your relationship like with women now? Have you gotten past this whole God complex thing?
Oh, absolutely. I am 100% rehab. No one has more respect for women than me. No one. In fact, I heard Trump claim that last night. No, BS, man. I have more respect than anyone.
Josh, what do you want on your
stage? Woman, I am on the phone! Get back in the kitchen and speak when spoken to! Sorry about that, guys. The dog broke in the room.
Josh, that wasn't a dog asking what kind of sandwich you want. Are you sure everything's okay there?
No. It's a really smart dog. It's a German Shepherd. Oh, no, you'd be amazed at what they can do.
Okay, Josh, we've got to cut this off.
Good idea, guys. Yeah.
Thanks for the time. Good luck with your career.
God doesn't need luck.
God doesn't
That's
need
luck. That's not funny, Fred. This guy's got a real problem. That is a serious problem, if you ask me. I don't believe that was really Josh. I don't know if I don't believe it was Josh Brown. I really don't believe that was his dog. I'm almost certain that wasn't a dog that asked him what he wanted on his sandwich. Jong, did it sound like any dog you've ever heard?
No,
me neither. I think he's a liar.
Just reading responses.
No,
pretty much all negative so far.
No, that's good. Really, people weren't excited. Who else had him on?
That's
nobody else.
That's what I thought.
That's tasteless. Domestic violence isn't funny. Frankly, I don't think we're making fun of domestic violence, but that's certainly your opinion, sir. I think we're making fun of Josh Brown.
That's all right. Yeah. I wasn't making fun of anything. I don't know what you're going to do. I'm just trying to have a serious... I'm trying to be a serious journalist
Guy's got issues, that's all. Yeah. He was just having some problems. All right, well... No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Perfect timing.
Really?
I'm going to tell you, and thanks, Josh, I'm going to tell you guys about Dick's. Opening 10 new stores in 6 different locations around Houston on October 21st. Willowbrook Mall, Deerbrook, the Woodlands Mall, First Colony Mall, and then Katy and Baybrook are huge buildings that are actually going to house 3 stores, a Dick's, a Field & Stream, and a Golf Galaxy, all in one building. They're going to have everything from snow skiing gear to mountain biking to backpacks to fishing gear, water sports, your team apparel, your footwear, all that stuff, golfing equipment. They're going to have it all, guys, all in one place. And they're going to be giving away a ton of prizes, over 10,000 prizes this weekend. And they'll have over 40 athletes and celebrities appearing in their stores during the opening weekend. I'll be out on Saturday from 1 to 3 with Rockets legend Mario Elie. So these Dick's Sporting Goods stores are the first of their kind in the whole country, and they picked Houston to open them up in. And, guys, they've got everything you can imagine. Great in-store services. You're going to want to go check it out. They're going to have some great deals opening weekend. To find out more about the celebrations Dick's has planned for their grand opening weekend, go to Dick's.com/Houston. That's Dick's.com/Houston. Starting tomorrow, Dick's.com/Houston for details. More important than your Lord and Savior. Won't let the pearly gates up in. It's probably due to all your poor behavior. My mentor got a couple tips to save you. Just be sure to count it as my only favor. Thank me later. This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.